All right. Good morning. Not as long today. Things are really haven't changed all that much. We start off at 500 millibar as usual, and we've got a shortwave trough found near Fiji, right up there at the moment. And then we've got a little bit of a ridge just to the south. Now the Tasman, that shows a major shortwave trough. All of these are moving very slowly to the east. Now the surface analysis for really the Southwest Pacific, our area, is, well, it's one big mess. cyclonic flow, Australia, all the way to New Zealand and past. We've got a number of low centers and fronts, very complex. Now there is a very tiny little low, which is part of the complex system. That traveled over Gulf Harbor Radio late yesterday and last night, and through Northland as well. And that was brought plenty of heavy rain and wind as well. The wind wasn't too bad, but we did get quite a bit of rain here. Now, both cold and warm front have now moved into the north of New Zealand over the passage route. So I don't think anybody is within New Zealand and 30 south, so I won't talk too much about that. Anyhow, the other fronts, the ones to the south and to the west of us, they just keep on coming. This weekend is going to be quite interesting. It reminds me of, I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember the old Timex watch commercial. They talk about it keeping on ticking. Well, that's what these fronts are doing, one after the other. And they're all part of the same complex system. So it's not like we've got a separate shortwave that's, or a number of separate shortwaves. It's just one big wave creating this complex system on the surface. Anyway, more of them roar through New Zealand today and tomorrow as well. And one of these cold fronts is going to extend from North Cape all the way up to Hervey Bay in Australia. Hervey Bay seems to be a very convenient spot for these fronts to wind up aiming for. It sticks out. It's probably one of the most eastern parts of the Queensland coast, or all of the east coast of Australia, really. A very popular place to visit, that's for sure. But anyhow, the front seemed to wind up wanting to point there. Off to the east of all of us is a high, a 1030 high, so it's got a fairly strong central pressure. It's near 35 and 160 west, 160 west. And it extends a ridge pretty much to the west. So that means all of the winds north of New Zealand are, in essence, northwesterlies. Now, on Monday, things tend to mellow out on the passage route. So that's pretty good news to hear. Now, for today, though, in the Opua area, we'll see northeast winds gusting 35, then shifting to the northwest, dropping to 25, but then rising again to 35 this afternoon. And then by evening, not good. 30 knots gusting 40. So pretty vicious little system that's coming in today, tonight, and actually tomorrow as well. So anyhow, there'll be at least 2-meter seas out there. Rain, of course, with associated poor visibility. I'm sure you would expect that. Now, Sunday, we see northwest 35 shifting to the west, 25 knots out of the west, and this will be in the morning. Now we'll see heavy rain tomorrow as well, and a pretty good chance of thunderstorms. A lot of this air is coming in from the north, northerly quadrant winds, and as such, fairly warm air mass and quite moist, so a good recipe for thunderstorms. All right, Monday now, I think we could expect westerlies, about 15 knots. They're going to be shifting northerly in the afternoon. There'll be a few showers with this. Tuesday, we see northwest 25. Then they shift westerlies about 15 as the day rolls on. And expect yet again more rain and possibly then easing to showers. Now, winds at Minerva Reef today, we have we may have two boats there today, but they look to be pretty nice. East northeast, probably about 10 to 12 knots. I don't think we got a report. Sunday, tomorrow, they will back a little bit to the northeast. Still pretty light winds there, which is good. Now, Monday, things look very nice at Minerva with southeast winds there. And if you were heading to the islands like Tongatapu, the winds there are going to be east-southeast. So a very nice direction if you wanted to make your break for the islands at that point. Now, what seems to be good news at this point is that none of the New Zealand cold fronts actually reach Minerva Reef. Boy, they look like they want to, but according to the frogs I'm looking at, they don't quite get there, so that's good to hear. Now, the departures for those still in New Zealand, I still think it's feasible after the next cold front goes through, which is going to be on or about Tuesday, sometime on Tuesday. So, in other words, Wednesday may be the day. I think we talked about that yesterday. Still looking like it could be Wednesday. So we'll know more on Monday when we get back. Things will have solidified considerably, and we'll be able to see if this is going to be a window to get you out of here. Now, the tropics, they retain that active trough to the north, running today from the Solomons, still the Solomons, to Tuvalu, and just to the north of Samoa, then it goes southeastward. Now, there's a secondary trough that lies over the northern Cooks, and we've got a couple of yachts in Samoa, so they could expect moderate trades and isolated showers there. While that trough has moved, it tends to go back and forth around Samoa, so it's quite possible that you may experience these off again, on again showers. Winds are probably going to pick up a bit, and scattered showers are going to persist over the next couple of days. Swells will be up to 3 meters. They're up there, so be careful on that southern coast if you're digging around or whatever you happen to be doing then. Okay, we'll move on to the islands. And satellite imagery shows scattered to broken cloud over Tonga. Heavier buildups I see over Fiji, scattered over Vanuatu, and there are bands of clouds over New Caledonia. So back to Tonga, I see an east to southeast wind flow in general. Cloudy periods today, I would say, tomorrow as well. And there'll be a chance of scattered showers over the group. Tongatapu at 6 this morning, they reported calm conditions, scattered cloud at 1600. Quite a few towering cumulus clouds there, so there'll be some pretty big gusts coming down from those. So hopefully you're not unlucky enough to be under one of these things. Quite humid there as well. Barometer 1017. The Hawaiis are reporting southeast 10, scattered at 1,000 and 1,800 feet, and another layer at 10,000 feet, with the barometer 1016. Babao, they report east-southeast at 5, low cloud at 800 feet. It's right down there on the deck. Broken skies, 1,700 feet, barometer 1015. So the wind forecast for today, I'd say southeast about 15 knots, maybe 20 later on as the day heats up. Sunday, east-southeast about 15, and then a little bit later in the day, east-southeast about 15 to 20. Moving to Fiji, satellite imagery, as I mentioned earlier, shows cloud here and there. Fiji, mostly clearing conditions, however, except for Vanuatu. So this morning, there was quite a bit of cloud there, including the northern bits, which is where a few of you want to be exploring. So that might mess up visibility just a little bit, although that could clear. I would say that we'll see mostly fine conditions though today. No real strong winds, same as Sunday. There'll be isolated showers, mostly on the eastern half of the group. And all of these are going to be brief. So expect moderate winds and a moderate southerly swell as a general forecast for the area. The radar loop shows minimal showers, not really bad at all, but the eastern bits do indicate every now and again we've got some falls. Conditions this morning at Nandi, northeast 3 knots, scattered at 3,000, and barometer 1014. Suba reports calm, showers, and they had earlier rain there in Suba. And scattered cloud at 1,800 and also at 4,800 and barometer 1015. So the wind forecast, Taviuni to Coro, east-southeast about 15 to 20. Tomorrow, southeast about 15. Benua Balavu, east-southeast. Well, we'll call it 15 to 17. Tomorrow, a little lighter, southeast, about 10 to 15. The southern Lao, east southeast, 12 to 15. And tomorrow, southeast, 10 to 15 knots. Kindavu, easterlies, 15. Tomorrow, east southeast, about 10 to 12. And the Asawas, easterlies, about 15 to 20, although the southern bits, less than 15 knots. And tomorrow, east-southeast, about 10 to 12. Vanuatu, well, you could expect scattered showers, light showers, over central and the southern islands. Partly cloudy and brief showers, well, to the north as well. Winds are going to be, well, they're pretty normal. East to southeast winds, pretty common there. 15 to 20 knots over the open waters. So my wind forecast, however, Anishim to Aramango, east-southeast about 10 to 15. And the northern group is pretty light air. It looks like 10 to 15 knots, mostly easterlies. So call if you want details. There's a lot of areas that are different from adjacent ones. So if you want some more intense weather from me, that is, give us a call. New Caledonia, light air for the lagoon, northeast 10 to 12 knots. Tomorrow's a bit of a mixed bag. North-northwest around Ile de Pan and northwest in the southern lagoon. So that northwest wind, fairly light air, but it makes a lot of those little ilos uncomfortable. So try to pick a good one if you're out exploring. Okay, well, that's it from me. I'll give it back to Patricia to field any questions, and then we'll go on to the silly question.
Yeah, nothing much more from me. There was